أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about His Qudrat, His power, His might, and also His ni'mat upon man, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sends the winds, and these winds move or lift up the clouds, and then the clouds is moved to the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants rain to fall. Waters come down from the clouds, and then the earth becomes lush and fresh once again. And Allah gives us this example of resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man kana yuridul izzah, whoever desires izzat, whoever desires honor, and that is absolute and real and true honor, falillahi al-izzatu jami'a, then real and true and absolute honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it. And the real and true honor is the honor of the day of Qiyamah. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good words ascend and climb. والعمل الصالح يرفعه, and good deeds elevate it. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of two aspects. One is this, that whatever good word a person speaks, that raises, ascends towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes up towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. What is this good word? The ulama have explained, the most primary and most important of all the good words that any human could speak is the kalima tayyiba, the kalima tawheed, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then together with that, a person supplicates, a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem, or we make other dhikr of Allah, taking the name of Allah, saying Allah, Allah. Or for that matter, a person sends salawat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also included in this is when a person advises someone else, or when somebody speaks a good word to someone, all this raises, ascends and goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is on the one hand. And وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. And then together with that, a person cannot only say things, but one has to also do things. In other words, practice the various practices of deen. And those words are even elevated closer and higher to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, the good deeds are all the deeds of deen, whether it is our salat, or whether it is our zakat, or whether it is the other aspects of the actions of deen, all of it will reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and together with that, it will cause the words that we had spoken, the kalima tayyiba that we have made, the dhikrullah that we have made, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, those people who plot evil, lahum adabun shadid, for them is a painful punishment. Wa makru ulaika huwa yabur, and the plots of these people are in vain, it is at a loss. Ulama have explained the whole context of this ayah in a very beautiful way, that today all of us, as individuals, perhaps as families and communities, and even as an ummah, we are all looking for that izzat and that honor. And here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the prescription of that izzat and that honor. That on the one hand, we have those people who are plotting ill and evil, those people that are trying to destroy the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are trying to harm the mu'mineen and the believers, then there is only these two prescriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left. And Allah ta'ala has given it in a very beautiful form in that one is that whatever we say, whatever we utter, it be good and according to the commandments of Allah, starting from the very basic kalima, and then every other word that is uttered, and then together with that, those deeds, and these begin to rise. And when they rise towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, it will overpower batil. Because if it rises sufficiently, anything that goes up will always overpower that that remains below it. That is one aspect of it. And secondly, the person that says it will also become mahbub and beloved in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence, this ummah also will begin to have izzat and honor in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in actual fact, the whole context of this ayah is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it clear to each and every reciter of the Quran that if we want that izzat, let us look for the izzat and the honor and dignity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with whatever utterances, whatever comes out of our tongues, whatever we do insofar as actions and practices are concerned, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant glory, and Allah ta'ala will grant izzat to each and every individual, and also the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.